The human being, Allah Ta'ala has created the human being in such a way, in other words, me and you, that Allah Ta'ala has kept two parts within us, two parts. One is shar and one is khair. One is, you can say, the inclination towards bad or evil. And one is for khair, good. These two parts within the human being, they're present. And what grabs our, you could say, what grabs our energy or power, and it overwhelms the other one. So the one that overwhelms the other one or becomes more stronger, and the other one becomes weaker. And if khair is stronger and it gets the energy, the power, then shar, the evil, will become weaker. This is the internal system within our body that Allah Ta'ala has created. So khair and shar, good and bad. So shar, bad, evil, when it becomes stronger, takes more power, has more energy, then what does the individual do? What does the shar do? It, this force of bad, it inclines the human being towards wrong actions. Then all the wasteful discussion, all starts to emanate from that person, because shar has increased and become stronger. We say, oh, I don't feel like praying salah. Oh, I don't feel like to recite the Qur'an. I don't feel like sitting in the company of a good person. And the inclination is towards bad actions from morning until evening. Show the person the TV program. He'll sit there all night long wrestling. He'll watch, he'll go on other channels and other systems, and his heart won't fill. And his eyes will be closing out of tiredness, but he will be eagerly watching and fighting with his body and clashing and misusing his body, etc. He's got iman, and he knows that it's not right. The thought passes, what am I doing? But because he is weak, and khair is weak, and shar is stronger, so it doesn't allow him to think properly. Today, the generation we're in, it's very spoilt. Naturally, it's very spoilt. So Allah Ta'ala, when we are present to Allah, and we'll say, Allah, when Allah will ask us, that why did you commit sin? So we can't present the excuse that Allah Ta'ala, we weren't in Makkah Mukarramah, we were sat in England, in Bolton, and there were not good actions around us, so we also did the same. Allah Ta'ala will give the answer. That did you try to save yourself? Say Subhanallah. Yes, this is it. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen clearly to what I'm saying, carefully. That maybe some words will penetrate somebody's heart, and that becomes that person's life. It doesn't take years to change life. It doesn't take a long time. Rather, within moments, a person's life can be improved. Not this, that, oh, you were so bad, and that within a second, he can become an angel, good person. Yes, that's the system that Allah Ta'ala has kept with a human being. So, what answer will we give to Allah Ta'ala? Allah will say that I prepared. And that was the generation that I ordained. Bolton was mine. Makkah was mine. Medina is mine. Pakistan is mine. Hindustan, India is mine. So there was no differentiation. In no verse of the Quran did you read that person in that country, he'll get this punishment. That country, this much. My order was for globally. That if you come back to me with sin, you will be punished. That's it. End of story. Yes. That you need to seek resources yourself. Did you not have aql? Understanding? All the other things you knew how to do. Yes, you sit down and change the channels and iPhone and this device, and you know how to commit the sins. But ever did you consider and how to go towards the path of Allah. And I promised, Allah said, that if you go towards bad, then I won't be with you. But with regards to khair, even if you just think, I will give you the reward, the hisab. Even if you just think, okay, let's go there to a good place, let's see what's happening. That's it. Just the positive thinking, Allah says, then I start to open the doors, multiply. Because you thought about khair, good. So Allah Ta'ala says that I'm with such people who do good actions. I am with them in parallel. Allah said this in the Quran. So khair, goodness, and shar. Shar is bad. Why am I sinning? Why am I doing wrong? Why is my son smoking cigarettes? Why is he smoking cannabis? Why does he pray? Why is he like this? And then we know one thing to do after that. That though he's been, a spell has been cast on him, a jinn has overpowered him. Oh, someone's bad, evil glance has overpowered him. Someone's done strong black magic on him. Oh, not here, let's go to Pakistan for his cure. And that's where he had to, the poor soul, get his cure from it. Pakistan, but we don't think by this is nothing at all. Rather, the root cause, the shar, has overpowered the khair. Shar has gone up. You need to decrease the shar, the evil, the negativity. Balance it. Make a balance sheet for that individual. Make it me and you. Whenever we see that we're being overpowered with bad thoughts, bad actions, getting lazy, negligent, we don't feel like doing good actions, we're getting negligent, bone idle, and bad thoughts are stopping us. And we say, no, good deeds are not, we don't want to do them. And our feelings are strong, so forget that. Why do you have to do that? I'll just sit down. Oh, it's not necessary, is it, to do this? These are the ill effects, negative thoughts. So straight away understand that shar, evil within me, has become more stronger. If I don't control it, then I will lose, I will fail. I need to balance it out and overpower it with good. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared for this, remember this. That khair and shar, if a person understands the difference and he understands his faults, and to save himself, that shaitan cannot force you to do bad, do this bad, do that bad. Shaitan comes to the place where his doors open. When the window opens up, then he comes inside. If the window is shut, then how will shaitan come in? The question doesn't arise. So this shar and khair, evil, sin. Yes, shar, it develops sins, and very bad types of sins are created. Let me tell you one thing. According to today's condition and environment, there's an adab of Allah Ta'ala that's come upon us. It's not a disease, it's adab. Yeah, there are many diseases, illnesses, flu. Yes, this is a flu, isn't it? But what's the sign of adab and sickness? What's the difference? Today, I can give this sort of analysis. If you like it, accept it. If not, then you can shun it. What's the difference between disease, sickness, and adab, punishment? Look at the difference. I'll explain. The difference is that sickness, when you get the injection, yes, that there are illnesses that are more severe, cancer, this, that, etc. But adab, punishment, what's the sign of it? The adab, the sign of adab, is that fear develops. Fear. Allah. Fear develops. And today there's so much fear, so much khawf, that even myself I'm thinking. Myself I'm thinking, what's happened in the dunya? I speak my heart. If somebody's upset or happy, but it's my habit, that what's in my heart I share. Subhanallah. So I am surprised, taken aback, that this is such a big adab, punishment. This is adab. This is not a sickness. It's not a disease. A disease you can prevent or stop with injection. I swear by Allah, nobody can stop the azab of Allah. This is, we're not thinking this way. And what an ajeeb adab Allah Ta'ala has given. Think that in this day and age, such adab have come. We read the Quran in history, the different adab. But this environment, according to this environment, Allah has given adab. What is Allah Ta'ala giving? There's no determined buildings are there. Everything stood. Nothing's been fallen down. Subhanallah, adab has come. That the punishment, the sign of punishment, is that so much fear has spread. There's no limit. Everyone is affected. And the achievement here is that the man is afraid, but the mu'min, how has he become afraid? It's surprising and shocking. I think this is ajeeb, this weird, this point. So much afraid, he says, close the masjids. Close the places of worship and seal it off. Close Makkah. Stop the waf. Oh, this is the adab of Allah. Oh, servant of Allah, subhanallah. That where the cure comes from, we are stopping and closing the hospital where the cure comes from. And we see this illness or this punishment, this illness so-called, this illness, the disease, that we see the effect of it, that people say, I don't know, that this sickness is spread through the hand or contact, the germs come into hand, contact, so wash your hands, wash them so much that you can't get the sanitization lotion in the stores, it's disappeared. This is adab. Tell me. So what's the situation now? Wash the hands, otherwise you'll catch it. Immerse your hands, otherwise it will come. So now you tell me that this is the masjid. Yes? How many people are sitting here? However many people are sitting here, can there be anyone more pure than the people sitting here? Tell me. Can there be anyone more pure? So the person, we cannot come in. You speak about hand. There are many things. We talk about washing the hands. I'm talking about apparently, externally, every man sitting here is pure. Yes? Every man in the masjid, the whole dunya, the disease can come, illness can come, but in the masjid they cannot come. This is my yaqeen, this is my certainty. Subhanallah. We're speaking about adab to you. Pure, clean, totally. Hands clean, feet clean, nose clean, ears clean, head clean. We do masa. But one, Allah Ta'ala says that your whole body is pure, externally pure, and subhanallah, come inside you do ibadah, then the batin, the inner self is pure as well. Pure beyond pure. Allah says that purity, you cannot get a more pure environment. But look at the khawf, the fear. Look at the khawf. Our iman, imagine. They look at our amal, our deeds. The people, they haven't closed their pubs or their bars or any other place. That nothing is closed, as far as I can see. Maybe a little bit minor here and there. But the places that are impure, the pinnacles of impurity, they're open. And they're not saying that close the masjids. They haven't said they close the places of worship. Or they haven't said reduce the people in the masjid. No. But this is Allah's adab that's telling us that, subhanallah, that your iman is so weak. That's why I brought the adab upon you, Allah Ta'ala says, that you will start to dislike your masjids, your places of worship, where you can sit and say Allah's name. That's when we recite Khatam al-Khwajkan, I swear by Allah and say this, that this is such an action, Khatam al-Khwajkan, that millions of calamities it destroys. From the root it exterminates that jannat and distress and darkness. Wherever the khadam qajgan, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Can there be any greater kalama than this? Subhanallah walhamdulillah. And then a jamaat sitting in the masjid and it is reciting this repeatedly. Tell me. There's such a cure, that subhanallah, the Quran has prescribed this. In the darkness, that they sealed the Nabi in the darkness, in the sea, in the ocean, in the stomach of the whale, of the fish. And he recited, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Subhanallah. And today, the Qawm says, no, come out of the masjid, reduce the numbers, sit somewhere else, don't prostrate, don't do this. Is there any sense in this? Tell me. Is there? And can anyone be saved from death? Can anyone be saved? Who can be saved from death? This germ, the germs don't destroy or kill. It's not the germs, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever wants to take his life away, nobody can stop that. And whoever wants to give health to and sustenance, nobody can take that person's life away. Allahu Akbar. That's Allah Ta'ala's Rabb's principle. We believe in Him. In His hands is all control and power. Who has the most power from all? So this is the sign of adab, that the human being develops fear and it spreads of death, fear of death. Oh, we're going to die. Oh, I've lost this. Stop this. So much khawf, so much fear. The people of Iman, they've started to say, close the masjid, run away, come out of the masjid. They say, carpet, don't put the carpet in the masjid. Don't prostrate on it. Imagine. Don't touch, it will come to your hand. Don't come near to this. Don't do this action. Is this the glory of the mu'min? What's happened to you people? And then, on top of that, inside, we 65 and above, age for them, Allah Ta'ala, they've prepared the death for them, they will die. Have you got this guarantee that 65 years and over will die? Have you made the list that the person 65 and over will die, or 63 and below, he cannot die? Who has this control? This is called that Allah Ta'ala makes a person's aqal totally weak, and this is azab, punishment. Allah Ta'ala, He hasn't allowed us one to, we say, oh, come out of the masjid, I will put my hands together, please don't take people out of this khanka, this is the khanka of Allah, don't tell people to leave this. The place where Allah Ta'ala's name is mentioned, you are closing the place of worship, this is the place for the mu'min, subhanAllah, protection, this is the fort, the castle where you can sit down and attain everything with Allah's karam. So my brothers, Shar, when it becomes strong, then Allah's adab descends. But remember this point, as I say in passing, remember this point. This adab, why does this adab come? What will you say? That we don't pray, this used to happen, people did this and that, and we do this and that, and the people did this, the Sikhs did this, the Hindus did this, then I tell you something, that never does Allah Ta'ala give azab. Allah Ta'ala will never give big azabs. Allah will not give adab for nothing. That if Allah Ta'ala wants to give adab for shirk, then this dunya wouldn't be present today, would it? This dunya would not be present. Shirk, sin, negligence, not praying salah, for these things, Allah Ta'ala, He has got principle. Allah Ta'ala's style, this sunnat-e-ilahi, that Allah Ta'ala gives a chance to the human. Allah gives a chance to the human. That maybe he'll understand now. Because Allah's rahmah is high. Allah's rahmah is high. Allah's mercy is so high that we cannot imagine. That the angel, we say this is up in the angel say, Allah, He's done this, He's done that. Allah says, no, He's my servant. Is He my servant or is He your servant? He's my servant, isn't it? That He will prostrate to me, He will turn to me. Maybe in His heart, Allah's love will develop and He'll turn back to me. SubhanAllah. So, the adab is not there. So why has adab come then? Why is Allah Ta'ala not given a chance now? The adab, the reason is this, that shar and khair, this is what I was explaining to you, evil and good. When shar, evil increases inside a person, then the sins develop and they grow. And which sins? Akhlaqi sins, conduct sins. At that time, the Allah Ta'ala, His wrath, it springs into action. It doesn't take a second that the dunya gets negative effects. Allah Ta'ala doesn't listen to them when He sees that dhulm is being done, oppressed on my earth. Allah does not want to see dhulam. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like injustice. When dhulam becomes common, injustice becomes common and general, Allah Ta'ala says, then my wrath will come, punishment. I don't want the dunya, then Allah says. Allah Ta'ala dislikes dhulam and oppression so much. Remember this. Adab comes at that time. So this adab that has come down is for this reason, at this moment of time in the dunya, that what has increased due to shar that's gone to the peaks is injustice. The sin that's gone to the peaks is the shar, the evil. And what is that? As dhulam, oppression, injustice, dhulam. Dhulam? Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, non-Muslims, Muslims, everywhere in homes, everywhere there's dhulam, oppression. Everywhere. Such stories of dhulam you'll see today that a person cannot imagine. He cannot imagine. His hair stand on end. Am I right or wrong, my brothers? Think. Right or wrong? We need to think. The extreme dhulam in the world today, if we see in Hindustan what's happened with the human beings. Yes, everyone, different religions, with human beings. Because the biggest factor in their life is humanity. Islam promotes number one and teaches humanity, compassion. If a person is hungry or dying or is in poverty, I won't go and ask him, are you Hindu or Sikh? Are you a Muslim? What's your religion? No. We don't differentiate. Islam teaches. Go and ask that person, what do you have? What's the need for you? I'll give you food. I'll assist you. I'll give you clothes. I'll give you shelter. He will say that I'm not a Muslim. He'll say that it doesn't matter. You're a human being. My religion teaches me this. And this is what we practice. I swear by Allah, if we practice this principle, an enemy or a person of this country, a person who maybe is not a Muslim, a person who used to swear against a Muslim, as soon as he leave that youngster and go to the masjid, he'd leave his home, go to the masjid, swear at him from far. And he became ill. This is a true story I'm telling you, true story. He became ill. That person who was a Christian, this country, became ill, severely ill. And then he didn't see him, the person. So the youngster thought, well, that man, I can't see him. It's been some days. He went inside. He knocked on the door. He said, what do you want? He said, I brought some food for you. He said, for me you brought food? He said, yes. He gave him food. He assisted him. He said, I'll bring food for you tomorrow. I'll bring medicines for you. Third day he said, that I'm very sorry, that I want to apologize, I seek apologies, I apologize, please forgive me, and I want to become Muslim. That nobody else came, no Christian came, no other person came to ask me, and the person I used to swear at, and this is your religion? And he said, our Prophet taught us this, these principles. Humanity is the first factor of life. I'm telling you a true story, in this country. So dhulam, when it increases, remember my friends, akhlaq, conduct is the greatest force, and this is tazkiyah and tafsiyah. So that there's no point of just showing physically that you're something. Allah says, I don't like that human being whose akhlaq is dirty, whose conduct is low, who has impurity within him, who has oppression in his life. We do dhulam on our wives. We do dhulam. This is our society. It says that don't do justice with your women. And we take their rights, we consume their wealth, we consume their land. Brother, he consumes the sister's money, he takes her inheritance. We don't even know. I'm telling you, Islamic states and countries where the brothers, they consume the wealth of the sisters, on top of that, the stories of dhulam. This is adhab that is telling us now this. This is adhab that is telling us that you are zalim, you've become oppressors. And your brains and your thoughts are so overpowered with wrong that you are closing the house of Allah yourself. You're putting padlocks on yourself. You're taking people out of the house of Allah. No, don't sit and do du'as. Don't let jamaats come in. Don't let tabligh be done him. Stop tabligh and put the padlock on the house of Allah. Imagine. Khair, they say, stop the actions of khair. What sort of religion is this of ours? What iman is this? What? That Allah, we don't have yaqeen in Allah. That Allah Ta'ala, He gives life and He takes life. That Allah Ta'ala is in control. We have yaqeen in our means, our material things. We've forgotten the real means. Reason? Because shar, evil, has overpowered the good. When evil overpowers good, imagine the human being gets to the worst case scenario. Allah Ta'ala says that balance your body and cure. There's no other cure. Allah says that you cannot control yourself within. You cannot control yourself. That to correct yourself, you need to correct yourself. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that akhlaqi razila, which is the wrong akhlaq, because akhlaqi razila, impure, what does it do? It creates not good amal, fasad. It will create fasid amal. If a person is akhlaqi razila, bad conduct, and that he swears when he's speaking, this is a mother, sister, father, young, old. First he'll swear, then after that he'll tell him, do this action. Why didn't you do this action or that action? So this is called akhlaqi razila. This is the evil. And the person, he's in a worse position, and he's swearing from his mouth, disrespectful, and he says dirty and pure things. Doesn't think about the elders or the youngsters or the wife. Has got no manners at all. And he's immersed in his evil. I'm bigger than him. I'm powerful. I can swear at him. This is my haq. And I swear at him. This is my right. And these are the things. This is akhlaqi razila. So what does akhlaqi razila create? Amale fasada, fasad. Impure actions. If your akhlaq is dirty, then what deeds does it create? Person who swears, who speaks nonsense, who does sins, and he is then disobedient to mother, father, home. He's like an animal. This is called akhlaqi razila. And it's not that I pray salah, I do this action and that action. No. There has no link with this akhlaq razila. It is within that person. The poor akhlaq. Ibadah, that your ibadah will be fasid then. It will be ibadah, worship, but it will be dirty and pure, and it will give rise to dirty actions. Your salah will give you kibr. And with akhlaqi razila, the salah that you will pray, what will it create? It will create kibr and pride and showing off and fasad. Yes, because there's dirt inside the akhlaq. Yes. So this is akhlaqi razila. So what is tasawwuf? That is said in tazkiyah. The Prophet said, وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْقُرْآنَ Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَالْحِكْمَةُ وَيُزَكِيمُ The Prophet said, my Habib will give you the Quran, the hikmah, his sunnah, and it will purify you. It will teach you to read Quran. It will tell you the tariqah of the sunnah, and it will also purify you as well. Subhanallah. That how you can elevate your akhlaq from inside. You understand what I'm saying, my brothers, or not? You understand what I'm saying? It's not a speech I'm giving to you. That I'm talking about adab. If you want to stop the adab, then understand what I'm saying. Allahu Akbar. Understand what I'm saying. Why has this adab come? Why has it come, the adab? Due to dhulm, oppression, due to injustice, not that we don't pray, etc. No, Allah Ta'ala lets off due to that. Okay, if he doesn't pray today, he'll pray tomorrow. Okay, he'll pray. Allah Ta'ala loves, gives chances. I say to the angels, I say, be quiet, what do you know? That I know better and this is my servant. But dhulam, Allah says, oppression, he has spoilt his akhlaq. He's become a dhalim, oppressor. So Allah Ta'ala says that I want a person to change his akhlaqi razila to akhlaqi hamida. That's the tasawwuf, that's it. Improving the conduct. Listen. That akhlaqi razila, change it to akhlaqi hamida. And if your akhlaqi razila makes you swear, then when you come to akhlaqi hamida, you say, Subhanallah, what have you done? And it will become a tree of Jannah, and the impurity will come out of you. Subhanallah. And you say, oh, I didn't understand what you're saying. Subhanallah. For a treasure from the treasure of Jannah, you will get, and you will throw away your anger. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Subhanallah. That you say, what is the loss? No, I will leave the swearing and the bad words and the bad actions. You will get the ni'mas of the Quran when you're reciting the verses of the Quran. So how you are immersed on every word. If you say, Subhanallah, a tree is rooted for you in Jannah, in paradise. Subhanallah. So what is this? You were sat in the masjid. So akhlaqi razila is disappearing. What is shaitan saying? Close the masjids, open the pubs, everything's running. That when this first event occurred, I said this, didn't I? At that time I said that, remember what I'm saying, the first and foremost those places will close, the masjids. And today that's what's happening. Masjids are being, announcements are being made. Announcements. And akhlaqi razila, we need to change that to akhlaqi hamida. So when akhlaqi hamida comes away, and we replace akhlaqi razila with akhlaqi hamida, then good conduct, good manners, beautiful flowers and beautiful words and actions will emanate, and the amale fasada, the evil actions will disappear. Subhanallah. You cannot imagine the amal that will come. So if you do tazkiyah, purification, then you will get rid of akhlaqi razila and you will be coming to akhlaqi hamida. You call this tasawwuf purification. You can call it Sufism, peer, murid. You can give whatever name you want. Doesn't matter. The action doesn't change. Look at the action. What does the peer do? The sheikh. Look at that. What does the sheikh do? Yes, it doesn't matter what name you give to the subject. It's tazkiyah, tasfiyah, tazkiyah, tasawwuf, islah of the heart. All of these are the name for the same thing, but the objective is that to annihilate akhlaqi razila and to come to akhlaqi hamida. When akhlaqi hamida, good akhlaq will come. I'll tell you the statement of my Hazrat. When akhlaqi hamida becomes, then he becomes the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah. Subhanallah. And this is called wilayat. My husband stated this. People say, what is wali of Allah, wali of Allah, walayat? Walayat is this, the akhlaqi razila ends and you come towards akhlaqi hamida, then you come to the path of walayat and you become the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah. Subhanallah. Yes, you don't look at kashf or miracles. Karamat Allah gives the seal of approval that he's a wali. Why? Beautiful akhlaq. He's feeding people. He loves people. He's leaving his seat and he gives seats to other people. He runs towards the people. He sacrifices his own well-being and goodness. And he says, I don't have the right for this. You take this. Let's end the quarrel. You take this. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And his home is Jannah, paradise. There's love between brothers, sisters, love. Even if the youngster is upset, he loves him and asks for forgiveness. And if the elder is upset, he seeks forgiveness. His akhlaq is so great that his greatest point and sifat and attribute is that. So nobody should be upset with me. Nobody. And the biggest sin for him is that I don't want to break anybody's heart. I don't want to break anybody's heart. All night long he doesn't sleep. And this is not a sin in the eyes of people in the world, but for him it's such a big sin that I said this to him and it's pierced his heart. Oh, that's not good. All night long he'll think, how can I go and do tawbah and seek forgiveness? And this is called haqqal akhlaqi hamida. This is the wali wal who does this, and this is walayat. That this is greater than hundreds of thousands of other miracles. Person, if you see this within him, then consider it's a great miracle that he's showing in this day and age. And we're angry. And for example, you want to slap, a person wants to slap you, but you're smiling at him. You're grabbing his things and trying to take his things. He says, no problem. And we're giving him elbows and pushing him. He says, no problem, khair, it's okay. He doesn't even get angry. Is there any man like this? Yes, there are walis. We say many titles, walis, you'll find that there's no lack of walis today. But a person with akhlaq, show me today. Is there a person like this? With akhlaq, show me. And this is the friendship, the purity, akhlaqi hamida that we need to develop. It doesn't come automatically. It doesn't come automatically. Allah Ta'ala has made a principle, a methodology. It doesn't come automatically. Tazkiyah. There's no book that you will read that tazkiyah has occurred and you should have this akhlaq, read this book and you've then bought and purchased akhlaq. No, you cannot get a doctor or a hakeem that will give you this. This is not the principle. So how does one attain tazkiyah? How do we develop akhlaqi hamida? I remember an event of Hazrat Sahib. Let me explain that, then you'll understand with ease. There was a river, and in the river there was a boat, and the boat was sailing and people were sitting in the boat, and they were enjoying themselves smoothly. It was sailing, and there were the waves and the tides, and with ease people sat in the boat. And with that there was a big stick, you could say, a piece of wood, and it was floating near the boat, and people was jumping up and down with the wind. It was going this way, tossing and turning, and the boat, the piece of wood was big and long, and it was alone and nobody sat in it. And the people was the were thinking, what's happening here? And it went close to the boat. He said, you are also wood and I'm also wood. And he said, you also a man and I'm also a man, like we say, isn't it? But the difference in this is that you've become a wali and I'm still in the same place. That's the difference. So the wood said that you also wood, I'm also wood, I'm bigger than you. And I'm tossing and turning, going up and down, and the wind is forcing me, but you've got people sat inside, you've got weight, and you are with ease cutting through the water. The stick, the wood, the piece of wood said to the boat, what's the reason? How come this has come? He said, yes, I can give you the answer for this. He said, what is it? He said, you are also wood, I am also wood. The boat said, but the difference is this, that a master has put his hand on me and controlled me. Say, subhanallah. So you haven't been affected by the hand of a master. So the master has touched me and he's sculptured me that I don't just know myself, but I've learned, on top of cutting through the water, how to absorb the weight of the people inside me as well. So my brothers, tazkiyah and tafsiyah and akhlaqi razila, to get rid of akhlaqi razila, we need to find the master sculptor who can make us like that boat. Doesn't matter the choppy waters come, the calamities come, disobedience, the storm comes, but subhanallah, that you start to adopt the sharia and the right path in your life. So this dunya is an ocean, remember, and we should become such a boat. The Sharia, Allah's orders, Allah's love, Quran, Hadith, this should become our life, and no force of the generation should be able to affect us. And for this, what do we need to do? We need to get the master, the sculptor, the teacher who can make us like a sculpt us into a boat like this. So when you get the master, the teacher, then the principle of it is that immediately present yourself. The Hazrat, that please make me like a boat that cuts through the water. And he becomes, Allah Ta'ala has made the wali of Allah, the sheikh. And this is the tariqah that will take akhlaq razila and take us towards akhlaq amida. Then adab will very quickly disappear. So that there's no one today to make our akhlaq good. Akhlaq to make it, all of this wrong information we're given, falsehood around us, the real genuine place where the dirty impurities of the batin are eliminated. The Pious Elders have said that if you sit in the company of a true human being, and after sitting in his company, you just have a minor thought that I want to become good, then he stated, I swear by Allah, the Pious Elders says, don't leave that place. Waqi, definitely this is that place where your islah, your rectification will take place. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And your islah will occur. So if this thought comes, is this a minor thing? This thought occurs, this is a minor thing. It's due to the sober, the company, that thought comes into you. Today if the thought comes, tomorrow your feet will move, and the next day you will become insan, the human being. Subhanallah. Remember this. Otherwise, where does the thought come today about company of good people, money, this and that, wasteful talk, thousands of stories of materialism a person runs after. For in 2 minutes a person sees that the tafsir of the Quran, and then he starts doing other wrong actions and bad actions. Such places where akhirah is being spoken about, fikr of the akhirah, worry of the hereafter. And the hadith says is that if you sit in such a gathering, subhanallah, that majlis you enter and you see that person, you remember Allah. If you remember Allah and seeing that person, subhanallah. You sit in his majlis and your ilm, it increases. And you stand and you go, a jazba, a passion arises with you that Allah, I want to be corrected, Allah, correct me. Subhanallah. That place where you get, subhanallah, as Aisha radiallahu anha was, the Prophet said to her, that Aisha, when you get these three things, then it's stated, that's the place where the human being attains Allah's nearness. Subhanallah. Don't leave that place. That all your life long your akhlaq will not be corrected. I'll tell you the truth. Just like the Quran, Hadith and the Sunnah, the methodology that if we pass our life according to that, this is the tariq of the Sunnah. That akhlaq you cannot correct it automatically. Rather, kibr will increase for that person who says, I don't need a company or a teacher. Allah's Nabi says, dua, though Allah allow me to become a person who does dhikr and who's a shakir, and allow me to create fear, your fear inside my heart. Let me become simple and humble and sincere. And Allah, my heart, allow it to focus towards you and come towards you. This is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So tell me, what is the special thing here? Are we those who do dhikr? Are we grateful? Do we do shukr? Tell me. Are we afraid of Allah? Has humbleness come into us? Do we fear Allah? Do we stoop low and cry to Allah? Do we focus on Allah? These are all the safat, the qualities, and that's why we are adopting that path that Allah's Nabi has told us to. The go to an insan, a human being, and already he has these qualities present within him, adopt his company and the color will rub off onto you, the qualities will rub off onto you. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great simple path the deen has taught us this, that to become a wali is very easy, very easy. We say wali, wali, takes a second to become a wali, 1 second, subhanallah, 1 second. The first and foremost, a person should say that I want to do my islah. A person should say, I want to do my islah. I swear by Allah, we are in that day and age. Allah's mercy, that we cannot imagine that today, if we just think that Allah, I want to do my islah, how should I do it? I swear by Allah, that I don't have yaqeen on the rahmah, the mercy of Allah, that before the morning, Allah Ta'ala will take us to that maqam, where our islah will take place. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. If we have the intention, can a person imagine in this country, morning and evening, the gatherings of the dhikr of Allah taking place? If we have the intention, this is a place where there's no deen, where we're sitting, not in Makkah, Medina. My brothers, let me tell you this. This is that place where a person can imagine he can pray Salah, can't he?
that a person doesn't even have the time to pray salah today. Today, shops, places, for example, our shops are running all day long, businesses, houses, we're busy, we're occupied, thousands of stories, we're living in this busy and occupied life. Who has time and thinking, sit after Fajr until Ishraq, do dhikr and stand in the evening, and do dhikr after Maghrib, he sits in dhikr and until Isha. Who thinks about this? Who's the time? This is the dua of the Wali of Allah. It seems like this to me. Subhanallah. Tawajjah, focus of the Wali of Allah. Allah, have mercy on this country. Have mercy on this country. Those people who are in this country, Allah, change their hearts and turn their hearts towards your name. So this is the dua of the Wali of Allah. Who's made this happen? Otherwise, brother, who gets this in this destiny? Who gets this? Where can a person get this? The person phoning India, Mufti Sahib, what's happening? Speak to him, etc. The Walis of Allah are greater than this. The Walis of Allah are those people that, subhanAllah, through the dust of their shoes, a person becomes a Mufti and a human being. So it's very difficult, isn't it, to find them today, subhanAllah. But Allah's karam and mercy, when He gives us that task, when He gives us the mercy to do His remembrance, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala, He introduces that person. The mercy of the company of the Wali of Allah is what turns the hearts of the people. Subhanallah. So brothers, immerse yourself in the name of Allah. Put the name of Allah's effect onto your heart. The adab we can see around us, adab of Allah Ta'ala has come. How the people in the world are passing away, how they're passing away. And khawf has overwhelmed people, surrounded people. Allahu Akbar. Look at the state of khawf, fear. You've forgotten this now. Before coming, what was your condition? Yes? People were thinking, don't do this, don't do that, don't put your hand there. But khawf, hasn't it disappeared now? The fear, hasn't it? Yes, hasn't the fear disappeared? Yes. And remember, the akhirah, the biggest adab in the akhirah will be what? The same adab that I'm telling you today. That the Allah said to the people of disobedient fear, Allah says, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلِيمٌ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala speaks about His friends. The first thing I'll give to them is the fear and grief will disappear. It will disappear. Fear is such an impure thing that Allah says there are people with their own hands are closing the masjids. We have constructed masjids with our own hands. The places of worship, we are saying people come out, come out. We are afraid, fear, death will come, close the masjid. This is khawf. Khawf is such a bad thing that it takes a person, turfs his own out. If it increases further, believe me, due to fear, brothers, sisters, children will turf them out. Get out, come out to the masjid. You've got it. May Allah not allow such an adab comes in this form, in this shape. So my brothers, this is the tariqah, this is the method. That go to the company of a wali of Allah, friend of Allah, take hold of his company, his assistance, with this niyyah, that we want to end akhlaqi razila and transform it into good akhlaq, akhlaqi hamida. Lies extract and dhulam, oppression, hasad should disappear, fraud should disappear, honesty should come, haram should disappear, and purity should come into our bodies. That when you sleep in the night, Allah said, that when you sleep in the night, then nobody's ill feeling should be in our heart, subhanAllah. No evil thought, no enmity, dua should come flowing from your mouth. Allah, whatever he did against me, Allah, forgive him. Ajeeb heart, a beautiful heart you will create, beautiful compassion inside. Some will say, he consumed your money, he did this. Oh, no problems, I forgive him today, no problem. What a life. Positivity, so light a person becomes. So light he forgives other people, he becomes so light, subhanAllah. After forgiving other individuals, he becomes so light, that he starts to float in the skies, I swear by Allah. Shall I tell you something from my heart? That if you come to that maqam, you'll become so light and sleep, your night will pass so beautifully, such a ziyarah, you can imagine you will attain that ziyarah, make your heart light. But you think when you sleep with a heavy heart, and that tell me wazifa this for ziyarah, I want to see the Prophet in the dream, that you think by recitation you'll get wazifa, there's so much weight in our hearts, that our beds are so heavy due to our heavy hearts, that you should sleep with a light heart. And how? That you should not feel any negativity in your heart. No negativity, no doubts against anybody. No doubts. Clean your heart. Say, Allah, that don't put any negativity against anyone in my heart. I forgive everybody, the oppressors. Allah, I don't harbor any ill thoughts in my heart. Allah, you know and your servants know. You said yourself, Allah, that if I forgive and I don't take revenge, Allah says, then I will take the revenge. And such a revenge, it's, you can't take revenge, Allah says. It's me who will reply. So you forgive the enemies. Say, Allah, I forgive them, people who are against me. You know best. And they know best.
But Allah Ta'ala doesn't leave the zalim, the oppressor. Allah will not leave the zalim. So this, to attain this maqam, we need to take the hand of the wali of Allah, and we should go to his company. We should say to him that, accept my company, accept me as your student, that he maintains a connection with you. He creates a connection. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah. This is the tariqah, that he makes a connection. And this is called taking bayah, pledging allegiance to the sheikh, maintaining connection. The sheikh says, okay, like I speak about like what Hazrat Sahib said, that the sheikh says to the student, come, I'm the ocean, and don't stand at the coastline, that immerse yourself, jump into me, immerse yourself. This is called taking bayah, pledging allegiance to the sheikh. And this is bayah. Don't stand at the side. Come into me. I'm pure and I will purify you also. Take hold of my hand. When the student takes the hand of the sheikh, then all of the purity goes into the student as well. And then he tells him to recite the kalimats of tawbah, repentance, regret comes into the student. Regret and remorse and good thinking that I did dhulam with that person. As soon as he's bayah, I oppressed that person, I committed excess, I shouldn't have deceived him, I shouldn't have committed fraud. When these thoughts come into the person, then consider, subhanallah, he's purified and clean inside. Subhanallah. And the bad thoughts disappear. And his tawbah becomes accepted. Repentance accepted. His tawbah becomes accepted. Allah Ta'ala accepts his tawbah. And as soon as you take the hand of the shaykh, these positive thoughts come to the person's mind. And when the connection disappears, subhanallah, when he makes the connection, then the second action, according to the statements of the walis of Allah, the pious people, they say, the next action what you should do is that you should become fana, immersed in Allah. And you should totally assign yourself to your teacher and follow his instructions. Whatever he says, however he stays you know, like the kite, you know the kite with the string? Yes, you pull it and it goes this way. You pull it this way, it goes. Everybody knows, mashallah, how to fly a kite. Your palwans in your young life, you must learn this. Yes, you know how to fly the kite. Wherever you pull the door and the rope, it goes this way, that way. So the student, you should attach yourself with the string to the sheikh. Whatever he says, you continue to practice. Whatever he says, continue to practice. Yes, and you should put your preference into his preference. Hazrat Mujaddad Thani Ramtulay, his statement. Pray attention. Hazrat Mujaddad Thani Ramtulay, and he is the head of the Naqshbandi Silsila. He said that you should immerse yourself so much into the teacher that just like a person, when he assigns himself totally, you know, for example, when a deceased person, when he dies and the ghusl is given, you raise his hand, his arm, and he's bathed and his mouth is open, he reacts, he has no power. Same way, student, you are like deceased, and assign yourself to your teacher. Whatever order the teacher gives to you, adopt it, absorb it, and implement it. Subhanallah. So this is the right student and murid, correct? Because you have so much yaqeen now that when he comes to me, subhanallah, and the kite, it will not cut the string, and the kite will not drop to the ground. The more the teacher, he steers that kite, the kite will respond. You should have yaqeen on the shaykh, isn't it? The shaykh will steer you towards the right direction, alhamdulillah. So when you get to this stage with your shaykh, then consider, with the fadl of Allah, your ghazail, your evil, and the dhulm, oppression, and impurities will come out of your heart. And the person who doesn't do this, who hasn't done this up to now, then remember, in the dunya, that person is destroyed, and in the hereafter, he's also destroyed. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَاهَا. This is the route to success, that your nafs, don't destroy it in the world, don't obey it in the world. You have no capacity, you're a thief, you're a hasid, you're a zalim, you're stealing, you're doing dhulam, oppression, and the angels and ilan on you, and curse on you. Doesn't matter what bigger your business is, your shop is, everything is a waste for you. Morning and evening, curses upon you from the angels. But alhamdulillah, if you adopt the path of purity, and you adopt the path of Islam, recreation doesn't matter what the dunya says to you, you are poor, you only have one clothes and one shoes and small house, subhanallah. But you don't know how close to Allah you are and how high you are and great you are. Subhanallah. So my brothers, don't delay. Don't delay where your heart attaches. What is your heart saying now? That this for me, this man is good. I'll take bayah with him and I'll do tawbah. Straight away take the hand of the teacher. Straight away. And don't fear shaitan and loss. Look at Allah's rahmah and mercy. Look at Allah's mercy. It's not about punishment. This is Allah's rahmah and mercy. He's calling you, come towards my rahmah. Come towards my rahmah, Allah says. And immerse yourself and annihilate your evil and impurity. Come on the right path. And understand the deen. And correct and improve your ibadat. Will you do this, brothers? So this is the tasawwuf tazkiyah, which is called purification. This is the reason the tazkiyah has ended today. Khankas have evaporated, peas have become thieves on all the right paths have ended, money has overpowered people, charity, everything we want, chanda, charity, donations, murid, how many have you got, how many students? Say, peer murid, when we see how great is the jamaat, big jamaat. So if you say something to someone that a madrasa is being, can you give us some assistance? I say, brothers, this is not the jamaat of assistance and donations. They're the people that ask, and we ask from Allah, we ask from Allah for His mercy. How can I give them donations and money? Because when Hazrat Sahib started me off, the first nasi he gave to me, that in the maktubat of Hazrat Sahib's writings, dunya was upset with me with regards to this. First and foremost, Hazrat nasiha he gave to me was this, that amongst our pious predecessors, they have no habit of taking money or giving money. Never do this action. Never do this action. Alhamdulillah, sukoon and peace in life. And we made our own masjid, made our own khanka with Allah's fadl. Never did we take any donation from any murid. Never did I tell anyone. Everyone sitting, ask them. So did everyone send one that make a masjid, give donations, give this, London, etc. All I knew was a Hazrat Sahib that I want a khanka in London, alhamdulillah, that I knew that after a while, Hazrat, come, the masjid is being prepared, come and please host the dhikr there. Please host the dhikr there. Subhanallah. And no one asked that, subhanallah, in the next place, Hazrat Sahib said, that beware, if Allah gives you khankas, then never put your hand into the money, don't put go into the accounts, you have no link with that. And today I don't even know which masjid, and there are four khankas, I don't even know what is the hisab kitab, they're counting. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Isn't this case? Am I right or am I wrong? Am I honest or dishonest? That will you, on the day of judgment, bear witness that our peer never took money from us. Yes, will you bear witness and testify? Put your hands up if you testify. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's it. So this is a different situation, my brothers. Different path. Pure path, not money. MashaAllah, you are pure. Who is this? Your sheikh is this. I swear by Allah, I don't even know who is poor, who is rich. I have no need to ask this. No need. I don't look at the pockets. I look at the hearts. Subhanallah. I look at the hearts. That what heart has he brought here? An empty heart, a heart in need. I don't see, is he Pathan, Muslim, Hindu, Sikh, Christian? I have no differentiation. No differentiation. Whoever comes to me and wants to become mine friend, I make him my friend. My colleague, my sister, associate, and tongue. Subhanallah. Whoever becomes mine, then he understands my dialect, he understands my direction. I say, I speak in Urdu. Do you understand? He says, I understand everything. I become surprised, yaar, that how do you understand Urdu, that I speak a different type of Urdu, technical, how do you understand? He says, that your Urdu, I listen, so many people, youngsters, they listen. I say, you sit there, why? I said, you don't understand? He says, no, no, come and ask me, whatever you ask, whatever you said, I'll understand. So what tongue is this? What is this? The language of love, muhabbat. Is this the case? So that's it, so many people are sitting, they don't know Urdu, they don't understand, but they understand what I'm saying. They understand more than me, better than me. So this is the point, my friends, this is the reality, that when you want to attain Allah, and you want to do for the sake of Allah, and you're collected for Allah, gathered for Allah, then you should just ask from Allah. Don't have dunya there, don't have money there. Then no words about the dunya should be there. I don't remember that, what is your business, how much money do you earn? I don't remember up till now asking that. I don't ask anyone, what's your business, is it progressing, flourishing? I have no link with this. That what do you do? What's your job? What's your employment? What's your business? And what's this? Like that? No occupation. Nothing's asked. Nor do I ask that, are you Punjabi or Bengali? Or what are you? What's your background? Are you Sindhi? Or what state are you? What country? Just one thing I understand. Subhanallah. One principle I understand, that this is a human being and he's come to correct himself. Subhanallah. He's come to learn the same. I say, just lift up the shirt and I teach the name of Allah. I lift up the shirt and I connect that person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. That's my function, my brothers, for the sake of Allah. Don't ask me for donation. They say that he doesn't give us for donation, etc. People demand. And I'm ashamed. How can I tell them that I don't do this? I don't do this. I don't have this much money. Whatever I've got, I give to you. Yeah, how can I give you more? How can I ask money from people? They give money to them, give money to these people. This is not the case, alhamdulillah. They know that if I say this, immediately they will give everything up that they want to. Why? Because this is for the sake of Allah. They've come for the sake of Allah. So, should I reject them? Should I shun them? No. No, this is the kalima they've come for. And where will I? I will introduce them to Allah in Jannah, in paradise, subhanAllah. and I'll say that, subhanAllah, that intercede, O Rasulullah, I taught him the name of Allah so that I can close the door of loss for them. They sat here and their darajat, their level will be raised. That's why I pick up their shoes. I beg to them, the go, that don't worry, you don't be in a loss. You won't turn a loss, that I am beloved and you should be more beloved. That, subhanAllah, you come to do tawbah. You didn't even know you came to do tawbah. Go and intercede and so we can get a good place in Jannah. I will grab hold, but I will go to Jannah and grab hold of them. Will you be assistant with me there? True, honest promise? MashaAllah. Keep yourself with me and take me with you, okay? Okay, let's recite Durood Sharif, inshallah. And let's do the dhikr of Allah. Has your fear come out from the illness? Has it come out? Or are you still afraid? Yes. So this is the first jinn I've taken out. SubhanAllah. Recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. As-salatu wa-salamu ala Sayyidina al-Mursaleen. Shafi'an al-Zalameen. Taha wa Yasin al-Hamim al-Amin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa ala Muhammadin. Nabi al-Ammiji az-Wajih ma'ath al-Mu'midin. وزرياته بأهل بيته كما صليت الله على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم أنت رب لا إله أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبو لك بالنعمة وذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأصلنا وشتنا وخطونا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمتم ما اخرتم ما اسررتم ما اعلنتم وما اسررتم ان تعلموا به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان وأحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا 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 أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربي ورب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.